miracle principle number 31. That's the one we just read. It said, miracles should inspire gratitude, not awe. The first thought that comes to me when I read that is, again, it's an example I've used over and over again, but if the miracle happens to be what I would call a healing in form. I actually had the experience once of a broken toe being healed immediately. Jasmine's over there saying, oh God, even though I've actually never told this story before, Jasmine was there with me when it happened, and she always says, oh God, whenever there's a repeat story. So for her, there's a repeat. But what was kind of funny in my particular experience was for 3 days I kept hearing this thought that I truly did not understand at all. It said, physician, heal thyself. And although I totally understand the concept of accept the atonement for myself, this was just different, and it was odd. For 3 days, I kept hearing, physician, heal thyself. And on the third day, around 5 o'clock in the evening, I came walking out of my bedroom, and there were some boxes in the hallway. Jasmine was getting rid of some old toys that she had outgrown. And I walked around the corner, and I was walking fast enough that I hit my pinky toe on one of those boxes, and I hit it hard enough that it broke, and or was at least dislocated. What happened, after the stub toeing situation, my toe was pointing straight out, I guess perpendicular in a way it's not supposed to go, and it hurt really badly. And my first thought was to panic. If I looked down and saw my toe pointing in a direction that it wasn't supposed to go, it kind of scared me. My first thought was to panic, but then I chose not to panic, and I chose to ask Spirit, what am I to do? And I was guided to, I remember I didn't like the first instruction either. I was guided to go and sit down and push the toe back into position. And I'm not like the nurse type. I'm a little squeamish. So that wasn't really exciting to me, the idea of pushing my toe back into position. But then I chose to trust Spirit, so I hobbled over to the sofa, and I pushed my toe back into position. My next guidance was then to put on a tight sock to hold it into position and put ice on it. So that's what I did. I put on a tight sock, and I put ice on it. And I think the only two people I told about my toe were Phil and Dove. They're the only two people. Jasmine were Phil and Dove. Nobody else even knew about this. And for the next 24 hours, Phil suggested that I go to the doctor, but I told him, I said, you know, I can really feel my guidance is not to go to the doctor. I could feel that, so I didn't. But the next morning when I got up, I was guided again to wear the tight sock and to put ice on it. But what happened in spite of the tight sock and the ice is that it just hurt more and more and more and more. And I had to walk on my heel. I could not put any pressure on the front part of my foot. And in fact, the bruise from this break or dislocation, whatever it was so big that it took up half of my foot. Half of my, you know, total top half of my foot was completely black and blue. And then about 5 o'clock that evening, which would be 24 hours after the accident, I was guided to go sit on the sofa and allow the healing. And this is where Jasmine joins me. Jasmine, I asked her to come with me, and we sat down on the sofa. And what happened was I had an experience of being still, not for very long. I mean, I want to say 20, 25 seconds. I don't know for sure how long, but it wasn't a long period of time. And as I was still, I felt an energy come in. It seemed to come in through the top of my head and go down to my toe. And I just sat there being absolutely still, I mean, no thinking, and allowing this. And then I felt to get up. And I got up, and then I felt to literally jump on this foot. Now, this was a foot that I could not walk on. I was walking on my heel. I could not walk on this foot at all. And I was able to jump right on my toe, just jump and jump and jump, and the pain was completely gone. I'm not certain why the healing wasn't immediate, but I think one reason was I was so fearful of the idea of physical healing because the body was still kind of real to me. The world was still kind of real to me at that point, and I was fearful of a physical healing that I think had the toe been healed immediately after the accident, I would have denied it in my mind. I would have said, oh, it must not have been as hurt as I thought it was because I was so fearful. But after 24 hours of experiencing it, I cannot deny that toe was really hurt. I said, broken probably, but at the very least dislocated. There's no way I can deny that after 24 hours. And so I know the experience of having it healed and then jumping on it is saying something. Now, this takes me back to miracle principle number 31. Miracles should inspire gratitude, not awe. I think sometimes the mistake we made when we have these types of experience, which are, at least for me, very outside of the normal experiences I have, is we go into awe. Like that event is very special. And what I feel Jesus is telling us here is that is not true. Okay? This experience had a purpose. And the purpose is to teach you that your way of thinking is an error. And that's exactly what it did for me, even having the 24 hours of living with it. Again, it was teaching me that my way of thinking was an error, that the body was very real, that the world was very real, and that stuff like this couldn't happen, you know? So that's what it taught me, is my way of thinking was wrong. And I have gratitude for being shown that my way of thinking is wrong. But if I went into some kind of awe that the body could be healed, that would still be putting too much emphasis on the reality of the body. Like, oh, what an incredible miracle that this bone could be healed, you know, just like that. I mean, it's too much. It's like going beyond the lesson to another false perception that something amazing happened in a very real world. So again, miracles should inspire gratitude, not awe. Man should thank God for what he really is. And we don't have to have the full knowledge of what we really are in order to have that gratitude, because as we experience miracle after miracle after miracle and our mind shifts and shifts and shifts, we do start receiving a realization that we are not this body, we are not temporary, we are not victim, that we are eternal, that we are glorious. And even with these little glimpses of what we are, we can begin to have gratitude for what we are. So that's what spoke to me in this particular miracle principle, and I just wanted to share that.